No, sir, I know so few people.
You were raised in Lexington, then?
I was raised, born and raised in Lee County.
Where?
In Lee County.
Oh, I know, I say you were raised in Lexington. I don't know, you might have known him.
No, that was before my time, probably.
Because he used to be about Lexington a whole lot. Well, all of us boys used to be about Lexington a whole lot.
That used to be a swinging place, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You're right about that. 40, 50 years ago, that was a swinging place.
Where is it?
Lexington.
It's just a small town.
Just a little small town.
Have a bank and a supermarket.
Auction cattle ranch.
And an auction barn, a post office.
Yeah.
And a very, very good school. It's what is called a model school.
Yeah, good school. You're right about that.
They have added and, kept up.
Another thing I'd say for Lexington, the business people of Lexington have never been this way. If I can't put it in and get it myself, nobody else ain't gonna have it. Mm-hmm. They never was that way in Lexington.
Have a meat market.
What?
And on Highway 77, they have a U-Wagon. It's just recently, I see. It's been there about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a small art gallery.
That's it. Sound like a pleasant little town.
And a park.
Yeah.
And each year they have built an auditorium in the park, and they have a rodeo arena.
Mm-hmm.
And each year they have the singing Christmas tree, which is beautiful.
Yeah, I've seen those before. I know what you mean. They are pretty.
They're just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just the lighting and all the sitting and all that. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really note it for too much. They have good churches. And sort of a little one horse town, you know.
Lexington is a nice little town.
Had the Clicks. It used to be Mr. but anymore, there's just certain people, you know. We call them the three P's. The and the peoples try to run the town, you know. Well, they used to. I don't think it's that way anymore.
No.
We have a strong little bank there.
Uh-huh.
I've forgotten their assets, but it's up there, their deposits.
Yeah, they got heavy deposits at Lexington. You're right about that.
Into the millions.
Yeah,
one thing that I wanted to ask, are we in what is considered big oil country in Texas, in this area?
It is becoming a big oil country.
Yeah.
And the city of Giddings, our county seat, the city itself has a gas well, that pumps. I didn't know exactly how many barrels a day. And all around Chrisman and Milano, they're bringing in gas wells. And in Lee County, they have brought in several wells, and they're still, going down for more. So this area is growing, progressing.
Right here below us in Washington County, there's a Schofield oil field down there. There's a number of producing wells. They've been there for more than 50 years that are good. Now, they have several new wells in this county.
Well, these are new that I've
down
seen.
That Clay, down there around Clay Station. They're gonna get a big field, I figure now, all over the county before they stop.
Hmm.
It may be 10 years before. Well, it's done, but I figure the whole entire county will be developed into an oil center.
Well, is there one particular oil company that has control of most of the drilling around here, or are there several?
I think there is. It's sort of an independent thing, isn't it?
Well, some of it is, but there's three major companies
Shell.
Yeah, that's working.